Now, I mentioned earlier on that we have a guest in the studio with us this afternoon. She's a lady called Susan Kruger. She's a nutritionist and also an author, and she has a business called Your Food for Life. Tomorrow is National Fitness Day, and the Orwell-based company that she runs have teamed up with Combaton Gym to develop a fitness regime, which they are launching tomorrow to help people in South Cambridgeshire achieve sustainable weight loss and discover simple ways to become more physically active. Susan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I need some of that. A lot of that, in fact. So tell me. Tomorrow is National Fitness Day.
Yep.
What is it you're launching then?
Well, we work with Combaton Gym, Ali Stewart, who is the manager there, and I provide the weight loss program, and he provides personalised individual programs for people who want to lose weight and generally become a lot fitter. And he can answer any questions. Each program is tailored for every individual so that one's ability is taken into consideration.
Okay, now the thing about weight loss is everybody wants to do it who's overweight, I'm sure, but it's a lot easier said than done, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes, because it's our body's natural behaviour to put on weight and not to lose it. We are primed to gain it and not lose it. So it is a challenge, but it is certainly doable. For anyone who really wants to lose weight, it's achievable.
Now, we were talking off air, and I was just saying to you that when I turned 50, that was kind of a time when, up until then, I could eat anything, and it was just not a problem. But then once you get to around about 50-ish or thereabouts, it seems to go on no matter what you do.
Yes.
So, but you said to me that it's your body that's changing, that causes that to happen. So it's not the food I'm eating, is it not?
Well, sometimes the food can make a difference. I'm not saying you can go out and eat lots of cream cakes. Because the food does make a difference, but the body behaves slightly differently. It feels physiology changes very slowly over that time. Like for men, the muscles they have on their back and their pectoral muscles, they're inclined to slip down to their waistline. And for women, what they have on their upper legs and hips is also inclined to slip up to the waistline, and there are physiological reasons for that.
That's a bit of cold comfort, I have to say. But what are the health benefits? I mean, again, people always say, oh, you know, you need to be healthy and you need to eat well and you need to sort of do exercise and so on. Sort of run through kind of some of the things that are the health benefits of being in that position.
Well, if you eat a good, what we call healthy diet, which is mainly less processed foods, and if you exercise at every opportunity, Ali has wonderful programs and I highly recommend him, but he will also teach you how to fit exercise into your daily routine. And so you want to eat healthily and get as much exercise as you can. The benefits are weight, maintain a healthy blood sugar, maintain a healthy blood pressure as well, and generally feel fitter, because exercise is one of the things that actually increases our natural brain chemicals that promote feelings of well-being.
All right, so it's not just endorphins?
Yes.
Yes. So that's not just a case of physically wanting to lose weight to make you more healthy. It actually has an effect on your well-being in terms of your
sense of well-being.
Right,
as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
But the thing I, on a personal level, the thing I always find difficult is fitting it into your daily routine.
And that's a very common problem, that. Yes.
And it's a great excuse, of course, to say, oh, I just don't have time to do that, and so forth. And I'm sure we all do say that. So what really I'd like on a personal level, and I'm sure I reflect a lot of people's opinions, mm-hmm. I'd like something that I could integrate into my normal daily life.
Okay, so you?
Yeah,
right, yes.
yeah.
Do you have a lunch break?
Yes, I guess I do. I do
right.
These days. I didn't when I was sort of working full-time. And I think that's the case with many people. Mm. Sit at their desks and just eat their food as they go. But now I kind of do that, yeah.
Yes, right. Basically, get up and move at every opportunity. It may be nice to sit there and read your magazine or get ready for the next thing you're going to do, like for you, working on the radio. But if you get up and move Just walk around the car park a few times.
So it doesn't have to be anything particularly strenuous, and it can be something pretty light, really, what you're saying.
The thing is just movement. Our bodies are not made to sit still. Our bodies are designed to move, and all movement is good.
Regardless of the amount of strain that you're putting on your body. So you don't have to go jogging or anything like that, just simply walking around or walking up the stairs and so on.
It depends what your requirements are. Yeah, walking upstairs is fantastic. That actually strengthens your hip muscles. So that will help you not need to need a hip replacement down the line, because that strengthens your bones. But no, all movement is good. If you want to maintain muscles, I say all movement good. If you want to actually raise what we call your basal metabolic rate, which is the rate at which your body uses energy, you need to do an exercise which makes you want to puff a little bit and feel, breathe deeply. And that will actually help raise your basal metabolic rate. So it depends what you want from the exercise.
And is taking exercise to the point where your heart's beating faster, no doubt the blood's flowing through your body quicker and so forth, is that good for your... I mean, is it a good idea to exercise your heart muscles, I guess is what I'm saying?
Is that point at which we say, we don't want to get you completely out of breath. It's feeling just as though you're using just that little bit more, making you breathe just that little bit more deeply, as opposed to strolling, like if you're going for a walk, rather than strolling. Just go that bit quicker, and you will actually help increase your basal metabolic rate.
So it's not necessarily that you have to be super fit, it's just that you have to try something that, for you individually,
absolutely,
is a little bit extra to what your body's normally used to doing.
That's what Ali's very good at doing.
Right.
In his fitness regimes. He looks at everyone like me, with the weight, with the dietary side, he looks at everybody as an individual from the physical side. Like, I have no qualms about sending somebody who has a heart condition to see Ali, because he knows what they can do and what they really mustn't do.
So there's an important factor there that, everybody, I'm sure from time to time, if haven't actually gone there, has thought about going to the gym. But is it important, therefore, not just simply to go to the gym, but also to get some coaching as well?
Absolutely, yes. I would say, with my experience of Cumberton Gym, it's friendly. It's not the macho experience that a lot of people think it is, because that's what puts a lot of people off the gym, for many reasons. But it's kind and calm, I would say.
I found when I went there for the first time, I thought it was a little bit daunting, I have to say, because you're going in there, you're amongst a lot of people who look very relaxed and very at home and look as though they've been going for a long time and know what they're doing and so on. And you walk in there, you kind of see all these various different exercise machines and you've no idea what to do or indeed who to go talk to, really.
Well, a good gym actually talks you through everything and actually devises a program for you and is there to help you if you need it, when you need it. Another thing I would suggest, if anybody's starting a real exercise regime for the first time, is don't do it on your own. Take a friend. Do it together. Have company, because that helps a lot of people. I've got people going walking. They don't want to go to the gym. Fine. Out. Right, okay. Boring walking on your own. Okay, get yourself a small group of friends. Do it together. So, yeah. And vary it as well. If you don't like exercise, vary what you're doing.
And so, in the context of that, is having any sort of list of objectives, I want to walk 2 miles, or I want to... exercise every other day, or series.
Yeah,
you see what
goals,
I'm saying?
Goals, I call them goals.
Okay, goals
are always useful. Yes,
it's a way to measure yourself, I guess, as well as much as anything. Because otherwise, how do you know you're progressing?
Never set your goals too far away. Always have your goals achievable. Because if you set a goal a long way away, you'll just get despondent. So you make yourself little goals.
Right.
And my weight loss clients, I will say, okay, you have a goal. Now, when you reach that goal, have a treat. Give yourself something you like. Like one of my clients, she loves flowers. Every time she reached a goal, she bought herself a nice bunch of flowers. For other people, it may be buy the DVD that they wanted. So you set yourself these little targets, and when you reach them, you reward yourself.
Okay, sounds. I like the sound of that. Now, I introduced you at the beginning there by saying that you're a nutritionist. So yes. I'm guessing, because you're working with Ali at Combaton Gym, but I guess you're focusing more on...
I'm on the food side.
On the food side.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that
right.
then.
I've developed a weight loss program, and it works. My previous work was at a chiropodist, and I'm also a nurse. And I had a number of clients who were having symptoms from being overweight, like hips, knees and feet, deformities. And so I thought, right, this is no good. So I developed a program for weight loss, and I found it does really work. Therefore, I thought, okay, there are lots of chiropodists out there, so I've jumped ship. And this is what I now do most of.
Okay, so if I'm playing devil's advocate, right, if I'm critical of what you've just said, mm-hmm. I would say there are a million different advisors out there that would tell you to take this diet or that yeah. diet and so on. So what makes what you're suggesting any different to what they're suggesting?
I would say diets don't work. No diet will work.
Why?
Because your body is programmed to gain weight, not lose it.
Right. Sorry to interrupt you, but is that to do with just storage for in case of situations where you can't get to food?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you diet and lose weight rapidly, your body will fight you all the way to put that back on again. And you will, because you cannot fight your innate natural physiology. Nobody can do that. All the willpower in the world won't overcome that.
Okay.
So, like organisations which have banners and rewards for rapid weight loss, 80% of those people will regain at least the weight that they've lost.
And this is the problem, because what I was going to say yes. to you was that you might fight like crazy to lose that
yeah.
weight, but without much effort at all, the weight comes back on, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. absolutely. And that is where an individual program tailored for every individual person wins, because I have no rewards for losing weight quickly. Like, one of my clients came to me and she had lost 2 kilograms in a week, and I went, oh dear. And she had the kickback from it. So we then had to nurture her over that and get her back on track.
I guess the thing about that, though, that from a non-professional perspective, just looking at it and thinking to yourself, OK, I want to lose weight and I want to get healthy again, is that when you see the weight coming off quickly, it's gratifying to think that what you've done has had some results. So I guess most people seeing weight coming off quickly would think, wow, that's it, I'm doing the right thing. You know, it's
yes.
coming off and so on. If it's only coming off, half a pound or whatever every other week and so on, it's...
No, we get it a bit quicker than that
okay.
without the body kicking back. There's a point at which...
But you see my point I'm making, that if it's very slow
yes.
weight loss, then it's not very... It doesn't enthuse you very much, does
well,
it?
Well, my theory is, I always say, you trick the body. You've got to trick the body into not minding losing weight. And there's a very fine line between losing your pounds and overdoing it and getting the kickback. So the art, where I come in, is finding that fine line, and everybody's different.
Right, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Do you sit down with an individual and
yes.
sort of look at their lifestyle and all the rest of it and decide?
Everything. I take an in-depth medical history. I talk to them, find out what it is about food, why they have put on weight in the first place, because that gives me a good idea of the best route for them.
And is that quite common? I mean, do most people put on weight for the same reasons?
No, it's not. Well, there are three main groups, actually. There's the group that are worry eaters.
Okay, so just sort of got nothing else to do, just thinking about having enough money to get to the end of the week and all the rest of it.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Or
okay.
I've got to go to the dentist to make sure to nibble. If your adrenaline is pumping, you will eat.
Right.
Okay. Again, that's a natural physiology.
Mm.
And there are those who can't stop when they come to end of a meal. They just like eating.
So grazers, really, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are those who never stop thinking about food. Now, that is the
okay.
hardest group to treat, because
right.
their problem is usually to do with body chemicals. But it is doable. Yes, we do it. But if once you know why somebody has put on weight, and sometimes it tracks back to an incident in their life.
So is it an equivalent of, let's say, a comfort blanket, for example?
Yeah.
That they eat because it gives them a good feeling.
Yes, yeah, bereavement right. is one of the big ones. And divorce is another one. And people just, you know, that is, as you say, their comfort blanket, therefore they eat. But when you can actually work out why somebody is putting on weight, then you can work around it and help them to alter their attitude towards the food. So I suppose there's a lot of psychology involved in what I do as well.
Mm. And so what is, I mean, in basic terms, what would you do with somebody in terms of saying, okay, well, we need to think on a fairly long time scale in terms of losing weight. Is it a case of looking at the kinds of foods that they eat? Or yes?
Yeah, that comes into it as well. I never try and make somebody change completely because you've lost before you've started. If you have somebody who likes burgers and chips, then you have to let them have these things in the right amounts, because otherwise they can't do it. It really is a case of gentle adaptations and creating expectations that are manageable for them. Like, if somebody is extremely overweight, it's no good telling them next 6 months' time you're going to be slim and, I don't know, in one of the magazines, because they just won't be able to do it. So you manage expectations and you teach people that it is a long road for some people. And actually, in some people, the case for some people, I've actually worked out if they do this and this, they are likely to reach their target, and give them a rough date where they will. For other people, everybody's different, basically.
Mm, mm. And what about once they've achieved that weight, how do you then make sure that they don't put it back on again?
I stay in contact with them.
Right.
I talk to them. My program, there is no end limit to it. I am there for my client for as long as they feel they need it.
But is it a case that whatever it is that they've had to do to get the weight down, essentially that's what they have to carry on doing?
Yes, but when you change habits... Okay, some habits that have been present for a long time take quite a long time to change.
Mm.
But when you gradually change your habits, your mind goes with it until it becomes a new habit. And once you've instilled those new habits, life gets a lot easier.
So I guess in conclusion, obviously change the way that your lifestyle and do more exercise, and as you say, take advice on eating and whatever. But is at the end of the day one of the important factors willpower as well?
No.
Really?
No.
You surprised me.
No, that isn't a large factor. It is changing habits. Because if you're going to rely just on willpower, not many people have the just simple willpower to do these things.
No, well, that's exactly the point.
It's a lot more than that.
Absolutely, that was the point
it
I was going to make, really.
It's all about gradual change. Mm-hmm. And because the body will change with you. It will gradually accept a new normal. And I would like to add here that everything that I recommend follows government guidelines.
Mm.
Like we use the Eat Well plate, not the new one, the old one, because I don't think that people should say to people, no, your treats, no, you shouldn't have those, they're just occasionals, because they can't do it.
No, I was on a diet a while ago, and it was the, I don't know what it's called, but basically you eat normally on one day, and then you fast a little bit.
5-2
diet. 5-2, yeah,
yes.
Although I was doing it alternate days, I have to say, but
yes.
Never mind. And that was quite good, because what I found with that was that the day that you were dieting, so to speak, limiting the amount of calories, you knew that the following day the brakes would be off again and you'd be okay. So if you did want to have your burger or whatever else it was, you knew that you only, in terms of willpower, you only had to maintain that for a day and then you were okay, you can go back to your normal intake and so forth. So, you know, from I can only speak personally, but from my point of view, having something where it wasn't so much of a challenge to you made it doable. Do you see my point? Yeah.
Have you stuck to it?
No.
Precisely. I rest my case.
Right. Yes, that's the problem. Sticking to it. Uh-huh. So coming up tomorrow, National Fitness Day, yourself and Ali are launching this new scheme. Mm-hmm. How can people find out all about it?
You can go to my website.
Okay.
You can go to the Compton website. You can go and talk to Ali. I don't know what his shifts are this week, but you can go along to Cumberland Gym and talk to Ali.
So do you have some contact information? Your website address, for example, do you...
Yes, I'm not very good on web addresses. www.yourfoodforlife.com. foodcamp.co.uk.
Okay. And we'll find
and
maybe the
email
one.
Email address.
Oh, right. Okay.
Susan@yourfoodforlife.co.uk.
And you also have a book you were telling me earlier on.
Yes.
And that presumably has all of this information in as well.
No, it doesn't. That book explains why so many people have become overweight in the first place and why everybody who has become overweight is absolutely blameless in doing so.
I love the sound of this, I have to say. You'll be getting a lot of people sort of, warming to your comments there, really. So it's not our fault, it's somebody else's fault.
No. And the media, they try and make it, and the diets try and put the responsibility on the person who's become overweight. And it really, they are blameless. I try not to use negative words, and blameless is the only one I can come up with, which isn't negative.
Right. Okay, so as I say, you've given the website, we'll give it again in a couple of minutes' time, and your email, if people want to get in contact.
I'm no good at email addresses. I think you'll find it on my... I can give you a piece of paper that's got it on, and you can read it off.
Okay, I shall do that.
There we go.
Great. Let me have that.
That has my email address on
there
it.
There we go. So we have telephone number is Cambridge 207859, and the email...
I'm not always there because I am working as well.
Indeed.
But I always get back to people, nearly always get back to people on the same day, usually more around the evening time.
Okay. Email address is inquiries@yourfoodforlife.co.uk, which I think you said earlier on. And the website address is www.yourfoodforlife.co.uk. So, well, thanks very much for coming in, Susan. And no doubt, hopefully, you'll get a lot of response to that. And hopefully, help a lot of people to lose weight.
I'd love to. That's my mission.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much.